This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society with some news and notes for the week commencing the 12th of April. The next meeting of the Society will be held this Thursday night, the 16th of April, at the Blackwood Uniting Church, with doors opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. This week's presentation will be delivered by Tim Dixon, BK5ZT, and will cover the development of the 3.4 GHz panel transmitters. Tim has developed considerable skills in operating the top end of the spectrum, from VHF right through to long-distance transmission of light. The next Foundation Licence training session will be conducted in Flinders Street, Adelaide, on the 3rd of May. So if you know anyone wanting to obtain their licence or take an upgrade exam, please have them register on the AHARS training page. Last year, the training group embarked on a fairly ambitious program that saw over 100 new amateurs entering the hobby. We've sorted out the issues with training venues, but we really need more assessors on hand to ensure that we have enough for practical examinations without having to draw on their support too frequently. This year, I'm exploring additional sources of potential students, including the air cadets, camping and caravanning groups, as well as further engagement with local councils, so I see the need for additional assessors only increasing. The training group is club neutral with assessors from all of the metropolitan clubs helping with training and examinations. So if you have an advanced license and would like to become an assessor, please contact me, Paul, via email vk5ph@wia.org.au or call me on 041 8803 177. Thank you.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Gather round, everyone. It's time for the Northeast Radio Club news, read to you by your raving reporter, Les VK5KLD. Last Friday's meeting was very well attended, and we were given a very informative explanation about amateur radio band plans and the problems that can arise due to incorrect use of frequencies and modes. And this lecture was given by Grant, VK5GR. So many thanks, Grant, for that lecture. And next Saturday, the 18th of April, will be the Northeast Radio Club annual buy and sell. Now, it won't be in the normal meeting hall at Capulet Crescent, because that's not available on the day. The venue will be at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes. Sellers can set up their tables at 10:30 a.m. and tables are $10 each. Buyers can enter at 11 a.m. and the entry fee is $5. And of course there will be plenty of refreshments available. Soft drinks are $2 and the sausage chisel is $2.50. And so hope to see you there for the annual buy and sell, where you can get a bargain or two and have a good time talking to the other members that have turned up. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this week is an apology. I completely forgot to submit a surge update last week, probably about the fourth time in 13 years, not counting some of the deliberate omissions for public holidays, etc. Although we do not appear to be doing very much at the present time, it's a bit like watching a duck swimming. There's no apparent action on the surface, but there's a lot going on underneath the water. Individuals and small groups are working hard to finalise arrangements for activities such as the Generations in Jazz and our 2026 annual convention and the annual Australian Fox Hunting Championships. We have a number of projects on the go, not the least of which is the final stages of updating all of our lighting in our clubroom complex to LEDs. We are investigating the hire of a crane in order to do repairs to our clubroom antennas. Thanks go to Owen, VK5HOS, who recently repaired our antenna rotator, which is now waiting reinstallation when we get the use of the above-mentioned crane. Work is also ongoing on the fit-out of our new club trailer, while the old one has now been sold. In its present, slightly unfinished form, it appears to work very well in meeting our requirements for a communications trailer. Two of our members are trying hard to work out why the recently purchased NUC mini computer is not behaving itself in relation to its job of working our WiseX station setup. I have no doubt that other clubs are in a similar situation, but that is just a bit of an idea of what we are currently up to. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with this week's club news. Firstly, we invite all members and visitors to come along to our next general club meeting, which will be held on Friday, the 17th of April, at the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court in Fulham. The doors will open at 7 p.m, with the meeting starting at 7:30 p.m. The first item of business will be to conduct a short special general meeting to address two minor changes to the AREC Constitution. Straight after that, we'll have this month's guest speaker, Jeremy, VK5CIA, who is going to provide a plain language introduction to software-defined radio, aimed specifically at amateur radio operators. The presentation will look to introduce the basic principles behind SDR radio, and we'll also touch on GNU radio, which is one of the primary frameworks used to experiment with SDR techniques. We hope to see you there. Next up, as we mentioned last week, the AREG are once again supporting the River Paddling Marathon, held in the Riverland over the King's Birthday long weekend in June. This event follows up to 100 paddlers downstream from Bury to Morgan over 3 days through some of the most picturesque parts of the River Murray. With up to 8 checkpoints a day along the river, as well as several start lines for the different categories, the AREG are looking for a number of volunteers to help man the checkpoints along the river and provide paddler tracking during the event. For further information, if you'd like to get involved, please check the AREG website and reach out to either the AREG secretary or to Matt, VK5ZM. There is a link on our website to the event registration form if you're interested in participating. We'd love to see you come along. And finally this week, for the Project Horus fans, we have a tentative date planned for the next Project Horus launch. The next launch is currently planned for Sunday the 26th of April, with a backup date the following Sunday, the 3rd of May. They're hoping to use the Mount Barker High School as a launch site, with the usual 10 a.m. launch time. This launch is for CSIRO's Space Optics Manufacturing Division, which is looking to test out a thermal imaging camera. This is a very tentative date at this stage, as it's somewhat weather-dependent for this flight, so stay tuned as the date gets closer for confirmation. That's all for me this week. Remember, radio is magic. 73s from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of AREC.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. The Wison SA Radio Net was run on Easter Sunday night by Tony, VK5FBIC. Thanks for running the net, Tony. It was a small group of people that checked in, but considering it was Easter, it was a reasonable turnout, as some could have been away on holidays or might have been in a chocolate coma from overindulging in what the Easter Bunny delivered to them. An update on the Heartland Rally. It is still going ahead, even with the current situation that is happening in Australia and the world. The organisers didn't make this decision lightly, as this event provides quite a large economic boost to the borough and surrounding communities, and with the current downturn of visitors, it was a way of supporting them at this time. With that, Wison South Australia is still seeking volunteers for the Heartland Rally event in the borough area. So if you are free on Friday 24th, Saturday 25th and Sunday 26th of April, you can elect to volunteer for 1, 2 or 3 days over the weekend. This will help Wison SA in providing backup communications during the event. Please go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers to register your volunteer interest as soon as possible. Late last Friday, Wison SA was informed that the Gorge Rally Sprint that was planned for Sunday 10th of May has been cancelled at this time. However, the Gorge Rally Sprint that was being planned for on Sunday 16th of August is still going ahead at this time. People who had registered for the event on 10th of May, you should have received an email to confirm if you were available for the 16th of August Gorge Rally Sprint. The next meeting for Wison South Australia is the AGM on 16th of May at the usual meeting place of the Scouts SA Adventurer Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. Please put this date in your calendar. If you aren't a registered member of Wison, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact Wison South Australia Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of this information will be posted on the Wison South Australia Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events, and some of the volunteer registration links will be there also. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wison South Australia.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.